Haggai chapter 1, and beginning at verse 13. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message. No, verse 12, I think it should start, shouldn't it? Most incompetent. Then Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the whole remnant of the people obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the message of the prophet Haggai, because the Lord their God had sent him, and the people feared the Lord. Then Haggai, the Lord's messenger, gave this message of the Lord to the people. I'm with you, declares the Lord. So the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest, and the spirit of the whole remnant of the people. They came and began to work on the house of the Lord Almighty their God on the 24th day of the sixth month. On Saturday, we had a wonderful wedding here. We had a fantastic rehearsal the previous day, although it started slightly awkwardly. I arrived, and there was quite a lot. In fact, I thought almost the whole lot of people who were coming to the wedding had come to the rehearsal. But actually, it was just the bride and the groom, both parents, a grandmother, five ushers, two brides. You know, it went on. But all actually could justify their presence there. And I came in after this crowd had come into the church. I was just one or two moments late. And as so often on Friday, I and all they were dressed down. And as I came through the door, I heard someone saying in a rather loud voice, "We'd better keep quiet. You know what these fathers are like? They want people quiet in church and well-behaved." And someone tried to say, no, I think he's all right. I admit, no, we've got to behave. We've got to be quiet. We've got to look as though we're serious. And he opened the door to me and said, "Come in, keep quiet though." And so I said, "Right." And there was a kind of slight silence before the bridegroom said, "I think he is the father, actually." And we went, things did get better from there. We had a fantastic rehearsal. The bride and groom really loved each other. You know, it was one of those magical relationships. They'd been going out for 4 years, so they were fairly certain by that time that things were all right. We had a great rehearsal. Everything was fantastic. It was over by 4:15, and they all went for a drink, which I thought was slightly early, but never mind. I went back to work. The following day, we were all filled with anticipation about what was going to happen. And 3:25, I went to the door I went to the door to greet the bride and the bride's mother and the bridesmaids and everything. And 3:25, no sign of it. 3:40, 3:45. I nipped down to the bridegroom. I said, "I'm sure things are all right." He said, "Oh, yes," he said. "I'm sure everything's all right. It's a surprise," he said, "because we'd agreed 3 minutes late, but I'm chilled." I thought, well, that's a relief. 3:15, 3:10, 5:3. I thought, you may be chilled, I'm not anymore. So we texted the hotel. They were just based at the Ned over the other side of Bank Station. And the text came back, "Problems with the dress of one of the bridesmaids, but soon to be resolved." So I thought, well, that's good. So I went to the bridegroom. I said, "Still chilled?" He said, "Not quite as chilled as when we last spoke, but still quite chilled." I said, "Don't worry, it's all right. She'll be here in 5 minutes." 10 minutes later, she arrived, looking calm and relaxed and wonderful. And happy. And it was a fantastic service. He really, sitting there he was, wasn't at all fazed. He knew she loved him. He knew he loved her and was loving her free spirit when it came to timekeeping. He'd had practice over the years getting used to that. And it was all great. So we got on with the wedding and they were married and went off on their honeymoon. But there is something of what happened last Saturday that we see in what happens here. They had had a wonderful experience of God, these people who were Haggai's contemporaries. We see it there, that God had spoken to them through Haggai, as we see in verse 12. God had made a wonderful promise to them, as we see in verse 13, that he would always be with them. He would never give up on them. And in verse 14, the Spirit of the Lord stirred up their spirits. So they were excited about God and all they were going to achieve for God. It had been a great day. God had been speaking to them, had been making promises to them, and had been blessing them by his Spirit, so they were ready for anything. They wanted to make a difference for the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ. And then we read in verse 15, nothing happened. On the 24th day of the month was when they actually did anything. 3.5 weeks after God had done all this on the first day of the month. 40 minutes, we thought, on Saturday was a very long time for the bridegroom to wait. At that point, God waited 3.5 weeks for them to begin to do anything at all. And when I read this, I thought, Lord Jesus, what was happening? They'd had a fantastic encounter with your Father and the Spirit. What was going wrong? And I read around, and one commentator from the last century said, it was exciting, but it was bad timing at one level. Because, of course, they had to go and get in the harvest. They'd been blessed. God had spoken to them. He'd made a promise to them. The Spirit had excited them. But they needed to live. They needed to make sure their families could eat. They had responsibilities. They'd invested in this harvest. They'd planted it and sowed it and watered it. They needed to reap it. And God was happy to wait because he was absolutely confident that the way they'd been on day one of that month was exactly how they remained. He loved them, and he was utterly certain of their love for him and recognized the responsibilities that they had. And a few hundred years later, the Lord Jesus Christ, talking to his disciples, made a similar promise. I'm going to stick with you. Promise the Spirit to be with them so that he would be there by his Spirit. Spoke to them and explained strategy to them. And like their forebears, there was a pause, then there's an extra sense of experience of blessing, and eventually they got going. And Jesus today says to you and me, nothing's changed. I still want to speak to you. I'm not going to give up on you. I love you enormously. I want you to be excited about what I'm excited about. But I'm absolutely clear that for some of you, there are things that need to be sorted before you move to the next stage. We work with the living God in partnership with him who sees our whole situation and doesn't stop loving us. And today, by his Spirit, wants to come to you and to me to reassure us of his commitment to us and to speak and to bless and to excite. Will you ask him to do that?